Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Friday, the 13th of November, recording at 7:10 p.m. and that's Greenwich Mean Time. Now, that's a little bit earlier than I normally record, but I've got to take Mrs. Fuller and I have to take Owen and Lily Tracy out to dinner after the success of his two-day chart seminar. Now, this being Friday, this is a big picture. I hope you'll understand that. That's why I don't hang around here till 9 o'clock. Being Friday, it is the big picture long-term outlook. So first, let's have a quick review of the week. And stock market's generally steady overall. Yesterday, we saw some profit-taking, but up again in here today. Asia a bit mixed, Europe mostly to the upside, and Wall Street showing some pretty good gains of just under 1% as I speak. Long-dated government bonds have been a little bit softer here overall, but are still very much range-bound, as no doubt you're aware. And the U.S. dollar has been somewhat steadier this week. Yesterday, it had had some upward dynamics, but those are pretty much retraced, or at least partially retraced, in here today. So not out of the woods yet, the U.S. dollar. Precious metals. Now, there was a little drama yesterday with them falling back from the Asian trading levels and gold producing that key day reversal, but it has not seen any downside follow through in here today. It hasn't regained its highs, but nevertheless, a respectful performance here by gold, which has put in a good week, and it's currently at 1116.30. The big other precious metals have been very strictly range bound, but we've had a new high from for platinum in here today, currently up $35, and that's taken it up to the $1,398 level. Interesting. And elsewhere, industrial metals, they've tended to lag a little bit, but copper's just below that $3 level. Nickel's the one that's really lagged in here. And it's down a little bit further. I noticed today that's been a real soft spot. Crude oil has been a soft spot this week, and is currently trading at $76.61. That's down 33 cents. And what else to mention? I think those are the highlights. Some of the grains and beans have been a bit firmer in here this week. Okay, so what's going on here overall? Well, in terms of stock markets, I think it's probably prudent to say that we are still in an overall corrective phase for most of the world's stock markets. The technical action has been very steady overall. Now, there are some exceptions, and I haven't looked at the exceptions all that much, but for instance, the Middle Eastern stock markets are not doing all that well. But the Fuller Money themes, Asian emerging markets, the major resources markets of South and Central America. You would say, well, the Middle Eastern markets are resources markets, aren't they? But it's one product, and I think there are probably some building projects that have come to grief in some of those countries. But they're not markets that I have dealt in my career to date, and they tend to get a late run in the cycle. And that certainly happened in the last cycle. Everything else was starting to top out in 2007, and then suddenly a weight of money pushed the Middle Eastern and North African stock markets to very strong gain. So it's kind of a what else hasn't or what hasn't moved type of psychology. And I wouldn't be surprised if we don't see it towards the end of this bull market that we're currently in. But there's no end to this cyclical bull market on the horizon at this stage. That's the bottom line message. The environment is still really quite healthy. And when you say, what is that? I'm not talking about economic figures coming out of the OECD countries. They're lousy. But what counts is monetary policy, which trumps most other factors most of the time, as I've said repeatedly. And so we have that background of low interest rates, low reported inflation, and the massive, of course, monetary infusion, including quantitative easing. Nothing like that's ever been seen in the history of the globe previously. And well, equities are well off their lows, so that the best bargains were snapped up a while ago. Nevertheless, the potential to perform against a low interest rate, accommodative monetary policy background during an economic recovery is quite good. I think a mistake that some people make on the fundamentals is that they think that we should have rip-roaring evidence of economic activity. Well, that might be good for a few days, and then the penny would drop, and investors would say, well, wait a minute. This is so good that the central banks are going to start to remove the liquidity, and indeed they would. So it's the very modest economic recovery, and even China, which continues to lead the world in terms of GDP growth, but at the APEC summit, China is talking down its growth and pointing out the fragility of the global economy. That means they can keep monetary policy accommodative for a while longer, and that's a good environment overall for stock markets, and they're certainly performing in an overall bullish type of action. I've pointed out on so many audios, in so many audios, that I haven't seen anything technically that isn't absolutely consistent with an overall bull market environment. Now, in recent weeks, we've been in what I have described as a corrective phase. And so we've seen some reactions. We've seen a few bigger reactions, which qualify in my jargon as corrections, correction just being a bigger and somewhat longer reaction. But most of the activity has been sideways in nature, lots of ranging. And this is part of the reversion to the mean process in terms of the 200-day moving averages. That's a healthy consolidation. And there's nothing to be overly worried about. China's lead is positive. Wall Street's lead is positive. It's really all there, except that there are a lot of investors who are still quite fearful. But that's good news because that's money on the sidelines that potentially will come into the stock market. And I think there's a considerable amount of money in the bond markets, in the corporate bond market, in the government bond market that will work its way into stock markets over the next year or so. Now, what about things that could go wrong? I've often mentioned factors that would concern me. A spike in long-dated government bond yields would worry me. That would be the canary in the coal mine dropping dead. But there's no chance of that happening while we have the quantitative easing continuing. Another factor that would certainly concern everyone would be if the dollar's sort of steady decline accelerated dramatically through the lows that we had seen in 2008. Well, that may happen, but there's no acceleration at some point, but there's no acceleration evident in the dollar's decline right now. It's been, I think, quite well managed overall. It's good for the U.S. economy. That's reflected by Wall Street's quite decent relative performance recently, very recently. And some of the stronger markets have taken breathers. So there are no warning lights flashing in terms of the dollar's decline at this stage, but I expect problems there at some point. But the main factor is it's not on the horizon here right now. And the big one that would worry me would be a spike in the price of crude oil. If we saw that surging above $100, let alone getting up and testing or surpassing the $147 level that we had seen in July of last year. Now, lots of people think that's going to happen, and I wouldn't be surprised if it didn't happen at some stage, but there's no evidence of it here right now. And as a matter of fact, oil's taken a breather and moving back down to $76.50 as I speak. And really, while this continues to range below $80 or below the low 80s, that's okay. It's taken the heat off. We have seen some of these industrial commodities ease in here recently, and that means that central banks won't have to worry quite so much about commodity price inflation, whereas if you get the price of oil moving up towards $100 or more, and they'll be very worried about inflation. But of course, the strong oil price is like a tax on consumption and on business, and would have ultimately a quite deflationary effect on the global economy. So that would be big trouble. But it's not a problem here right now, as I've already said. So I think things are looking quite sound for this asset reflation to continue, and it's mainly in stock markets, and it's also in commodity markets. And I mentioned that the industrial commodities have taken a breather in here, but precious metals have been very strong, led by gold. And then following gold with a resumption of its overall upward trend was palladium earlier this week. And platinum has hit a new high, a new recovery high in here today. And silver is still within its range, but I suspect will follow. Gold is technically a little bit overbought in the short term following that big surge on the upside. But the key that we saw yesterday may be a warning shot across the bows. But I think the downside risk in gold is that we get another one of those $40, $50 consolidations. And we may not see a consolidation as deep as that, given that the bullish enthusiasm for gold is growing at a steady rate, but it's certainly not overheating, and therefore, in terms of the overall technical action, it is absolutely in line with the breakouts and strong upside moves that we saw in the fourth quarter. And also the first quarter of the subsequent year, following the September breakouts in 2005 and also in 2007. So we've got almost an identikit repetition, 18 months of consolidation, breaking out in September, and then just getting a steady advance on the upside. That's the type of action that we've got, and I expect it to continue. What else to mention here? I think we may see some of the agricultural commodities move higher as well, particularly the grain and bean complex, which look to me like they're in base building phases, but they are so subject to the vagaries of weather patterns, as you know. And thus, well, I have some soybeans, and their positions currently showing a small loss, and I'm glad I haven't traded too much in the softs sector here. I prefer, my main activity has been in the precious metals, but also in some of the industrial metals. And I think that's pretty much it. So quick wrap here, the stock market environment, we may see a little bit more ranging over the short term, but technically it looks sound, all within the confines of this bull market. And we would need to see breaks in the progressions of rising reaction lows to indicate that we were going to see a more extensive correction and reversion to the mean where that is occurring. Dollar, I don't expect it to rally very much, but I do think it will range lower. Precious metals, I expect to range higher. And I think that most industrial commodities will also range higher. And I think that's a wrap for another week, an interesting week. And I thank you for your interest, and have a fabulous weekend.